We're going to move into a time of communion. This is what Jesus commanded his followers to do to remember him. I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve you bread and juice. This is for believers. This is those who have come to that place that says, I have nothing to offer. I'm a needy sinner that is in need of grace. And God, would you be merciful to me, a sinner? And if that's you right here, right now, today, you're realizing, yeah, I'm actually in need of God's grace. Yeah, I don't have anything to offer. I can't stand in God's presence and saying, well, look, my good outweighs my bad, or look how well I've got nothing. And if that's you today, I'd invite you right where you're at right now, just simply cry out on your heart to the Lord and say, God, would you be merciful to me, a sinner? And based on his word, his answer to that question is yes. That's exactly why I so loved you that I sent my own son to pay your price in full so that you could be reconciled into a relationship with me where your sins are washed away and gone and we can commune together at the table. You're welcome in my presence. You're invited in. You're received. Not because anything I contribute, but because of Jesus. Nothing I can add to or contribute in any way, simply receiving a free gift. I invite you to receive that free gift. And as we serve bread and juice, if you're a believer, if you're taking that free gift, take a piece of bread, a cup of juice, hold those in your hand and reflect on the amazing thing that the God of the universe so loved you that he would come down and become flesh and humble himself to be born as a human, humble himself to become obedient to his Father, even death on a cross, so that you could have today a relationship, so that you could enjoy a relationship with him, reconciled relationship with one another. Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks and we'll take that together as a body of believers in Jesus. Jesus, what a gift you have given us. Thank you that you have designed salvation in such a way that excludes our boasting. Because pride is ugly. And you've shown us how beautiful humility is. Thank you that there is nothing I could contribute to my own salvation. It's all gift, it's all grace, it's all mercy, it's all freely given. Thank you. We together humbly receive a good gift from your hand. You gave us your very self. And for that we are amazed and blessed and grateful. Thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life so that we could live. For taking the wrath of God so never would we experience justice, but only mercy and grace. We receive a good gift from your hand and we say thank you. His body, broken for you, take and eat. His blood shed for you, live in relationship with him.